If you have your Bible this morning, turn to Revelation chapter 3. Revelation chapter 3 and verse 14. The Bible says, "And to the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, these things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works, thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods, and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear. And anoint thine eyes with eyes, save that thou mayest see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. And if any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and sup with him, and he with me. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, Even as I also overcome and am set down with my Father in His throne. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches." I want to preach this morning, if God will be my help for a little while, this thought: will you answer the door? Will you answer the door? We see this church as the Lord is speaking to the Laodicean church, and we know from reading and studying and through the past history that the Laodicean church is the church that would be in the last days. It would be neither hot nor cold. It would be lukewarm. And we know that there's no accommodation for this church at Laodicea, but the Lord Jesus files a complaint, and He files a complaint about them being not hot or cold, but being lukewarm. And He said that that He finds that repulsive, that it's disgusting to God Almighty for His church to be neither cold nor hot. If the church was cold, amen, He could, if something's cold, you can use it to make tea. If it's hot, praise God, you can make some coffee. But praise the Lord, that says lukewarm is repulsive. It's good for nothing. God don't want a lukewarm church. He wants a church that's on fire for God. He wants a church with power, praise God. And what we see today in the air we live in, we got to be careful, youngins, that we don't become lukewarm. We got to be careful, praise God, that you say, "Preacher, what is lukewarm?" A lukewarm heart is a heart that's lacking spirituality. It's a heart that's lacking the Spirit of God. It's a heart that needs an encouragement from the Lord, and we just don't seem to be getting it. But you know how you get that? It's when we begin to listen and look to the Lord, the author and the finisher of our faith. If we ain't very careful, we begin to fall into a form and a fashion of doing worship. In other words, you may say we become mechanical in our worship of the Lord, not only in the house of God, but in our house. The church begins to take on a social character. Amen. It's not a place of worship. It's not where we come to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth, but it becomes a social place, a place of where we have committees and societies, where there's no Spirit of God anymore, where we have our clubs and our organizations. I can remember a time, Brother Robert, when I was a young man, that our churches were places where we met together, where we went with Granny and Grandpa, where we went with Mamas and Daddies, and we went and gathered together in the presence of a thrice holy God. We didn't go to play games. We didn't go to socialize, but we come to see the almighty hand of God. We come to a place to look at His Word, and we might see it, praise God, in our life, that it might be manifest to you and I, that we can see God Almighty in all that we endeavor to do, so He can begin to change us and modify us and help us, praise God, to do that that's pleasing in His sight. But we come to a day and an hour that churches are more like social clubs. They're more like an organization, society, instead of being a place where people would come together and just seek the Lord God with all their heart heart, their soul, their strength, that they might come in and they leave out, praise God, with something from the throne of grace. Amen. I tell you, I want to get something from the Lord, don't you? Amen. But we look today and we try to hold revival meetings. And I told you back, I've been really praying for a revival. I've been praying that the stirring revival would take off in her heart. But if we ain't very careful and we forget to wait on God, you can't have a revival without a revival in your soul. You can't have a revival without that Spirit of God stirring you up. Amen. What we need, preacher, you say, preacher, we got to have that to do that. No, what we got to have is a desire and a will and a zeal to have the power of God in our hearts and lives one more time. You say, preacher, I don't really have that. Well, you ought to seek it with all your heart. I pray God, you ought to fall on your face and say, God, please touch me. Fill me with your Spirit, praise God, so that my youngins and my grandyoungins, my people, my family, I can see the power of God one more time, that they might be saved before it's eternally too late. Man, we need the touch of God. Revival meeting. But you know what we do? I got to think about this week. We'll call evangelists and we'll call some paid singers and we'll have them come in and they'll fall in and we'll try to have a revival meeting instead of waiting on God Almighty to move through our midst. I'm telling you, youngins, God's wanting to do something right here, right now. But it's up to us to decide, praise God, if we're going to throw open the door of our heart and invite God Almighty to march in with power and prestige as a God of glory. Amen. I don't know about you. I need it. I need that stirring revival in my heart. Praise God. Amen. Souls might be saved. But we're living a day and hour that soul saving has become more like a business than the work of God. Somebody say amen. It's become more like a business than the work of God. You say, why is that? Because of a lot of the Lord tells the same way with the church of Laodicea. God says it's because of self-deception. He said, we begin to be deceived. We begin to be lulled into a complacency. Amen. To think within ourselves that we've got all that we need. Amen. I tell you, we don't have all we need unless you're plumb full God running over. Amen. You say, well, preacher, how much can you get? You can get all you want. Amen. Hey, what's the matter with us today? Our want-tos ain't tuned up right. Amen. We want everything in the world, praise God, but we don't want a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. We don't want that because we're afraid it'll get in the way. Hello? Now I'm preaching to us this morning, to me this morning. Amen. We gotta realize, praise God, hey, it's not about the things that we have. And the Lord said, hey, listen, they said that, he said that the works you do is not enough. He said, hey, listen, he said that you're lukewarm, you're not hot, you're not cold. Praise God, you're just lukewarm, and it makes me sick. He said, you say that you're rich, and said you ain't got nothing. Amen. We're living a day and hour that we got churches, magnificent buildings, synagogue, stained glass, lounges with coffee makers, amen, where you can come in and in comfort. We have eloquent preachers and we have singers, praise God, that comes in and sings and tries to stir hearts, and that's all good. But without the Spirit of God, it's for naught. What he says they had all these things. They said, we're rich, we've got all we need. But what they was doing, they was worshiping God without the Spirit of God. We need the Spirit of God to move upon our heart, yours and mine, praise God, to stir us like we've never been stirred again, out of our complacency to a place where we shout and run the aisles again. Amen. Amen. You know what happened? Several years ago, people got to this charismatic bunch come along and they got to doing some ungodly things and things that weren't biblical. And we said, well, we better not praise God no more. They might link us up. Hey, listen, I tell you, you don't have to worry about that today. Amen. So many churches are cold and dead. There's no God in them. Amen. But praise God, I'm glad there's a God in there's a God in this place. I'm glad He comes by right regular. Praise God. He comes by not empty, but on full on purpose, and just dumps out a load. Praise God to us little old children, and we just take it to ourselves. And praise God, just rejoice down in our soul because of who God is, Amen. A good God of heaven. Praise God. Amen. He said you're poor. He said, hey, you think you're rich, but you're poor. Amen. You got the eloquence. You got the pretty places, but you don't have God. Amen. He said, you've got everything, but yet you're poor. And the money don't make it. A whole lot of our, you say, well, preacher, what's the matter with the church today? They, so many that's in the church today are caught up in worldly things. Amen. We live so worldly. Amen. The world can't tell the difference between you and me. Hello? The world ought to be able, just a few minutes of being around you, the world ought to be able to identify you as a child of God. Amen. There ought to be a separation that they can see. Praise God. But I want to say today, there's so many that's card playing, leg shaking. People out there in the world, praise God, it's caught up in the world, card playing, leg shaking, beer drinking people that call themselves Christian. I want to say God's not in that. Praise God. Hey, listen, He's so far away from that. It's not funny, but praise God, I'm glad he's around those that get shook up by the Holy Ghost when He moves through the pews, comes through where you are, praise Lord, and just gives you a handful on purpose because you come to get it. You pull up, hell glory, pull up under the fountain where the glory comes out, and He just pours it out, and He pours it out, praise God, and you say, give me some more, Lord. I like being close to you. I like your presence. Praise God, I like my position in Jesus Christ. Amen. But we're living in the day. Praise God, today's a lot of folks. Amen. It's playing on the outskirts. Praise the Lord. They got so caught up in ourselves, in our churches today, that we don't have place for the poor no more. Those poor spiritually, those that's lost and undone, we'll shun them, praise God, and push them away. And God help if a saint of God lifts up her hand and gets to praising God. Jealousy will raise its ugly head and say, what do they think they're doing? Amen. They're doing what we ought to be doing, praise God, lifting our hands and praising the Lord all the days of our life. Amen. Or to be praising Him without ceasing. Or to be giving God for not thanksgiving without ceasing. I pray God, what could God do for us, young'uns, if we just get to praising Him and thanking Him for all the blessings? Brother Robert, He's already poured out on us. Amen. Amen. In abundance, He's given us that. Praise God. But you know why we don't do it? You know why they put down the poor? Why they put down these saints of God? Because it brings a rebuke on them. God uses those people, praise God, to bring a rebuke to us, to show us that it's only by the grace of God that we are what we are. Can you imagine where you'd be today, Brother Billy, if it wasn't for the grace of God? If it wasn't for the grace of God, where would we be today? What hope would we have? But I'm glad, praise God, for by grace are you saved through faith, and it not of yourself, it is a gift of God. I'm glad today, praise God, God sent His grace by me on that Wednesday night in 1976. Saved me from myself, praise God. Brought me up above that. Put me on a different plane, a different playing field, a different direction, with a different mindset, and a different country, praise God, that I'm going to see one day in a while. Amen. I'm headed for a city whose builder and maker's God. And now I'm looking for a glorious day His appearing. Self-deception. They were in poverty. Poverty of heart. And didn't even know it. I wonder how many of our churches, how many folks in our churches today are in poverty of heart. Spiritual poverty. And we don't even realize it. Amen. Praise God. It's about time we just stepped up and shout and give God glory. Say, well, I don't feel like it. Praise God. Just do it anyway. The feeling will come. Amen. You get to doing it and you get in the habit of it. It feels so good. Praise God. You'll want to do it again. Amen. God just pour out His blessing upon you. Praise God. You can be partakers in it. Amen. With Him. Praise God. He said, hey, listen. He said, we don't need nothing. He said, we're rich. Hey, we may be rich in money. Amen. But we need to be rich in the Lord. A whole lot of places today are rich in money. And let me just say this. The church has to have money to keep going. I mean, we know that. But praise God, hey, I'd rather have the Lord Jesus Christ than all the money in the world. Amen. Praise God, I'm serving a God who's able to take care of that belongs to Him. He's able to take care of you. He's able to take care of me. He's able to take care of His church. When we put our faith and trust in Him, praise God, He will provide a way. Amen. I believe, you said, preacher, you really believe that? Yes, I believe that with all my heart. Amen. I've tried to outgive Him and I can't. Amen. Praise God, He's been so good to me. But we got to realize, praise God, hey, listen, He said that they were saying, we're rich. We've got everything. We need nothing. They had all kinds of money. They had all kinds of things. Does that sound familiar? It's where the world is today. Got all kinds of money. Got all kinds of things, but we've left the Lord out. Amen. He said, you are poor and needy. Amen. I want to say this, but money cannot convert one soul. Hello? Amen. Money cannot convert one soul. It takes the Holy Ghost of God to save old sinners. Amen. You say, well, preacher, we give and we give and we give. Amen. To get missionaries, praise God. But it takes the Holy Ghost of God to bless that money, praise God, so that God can save old sinners. Amen. We give believing that God will receive it and He'll use it for His glory. Amen. And God began to use it to save old sinners. Amen. Those that are poor spiritually is what God's searching for. Amen. There's a lot of poor spiritual people out there. Spiritually poor, if you will. They need a touch of something, praise God. They're living in a dilemma. And they need something from God. Money won't buy it. But God Almighty and the Holy Ghost of God, He'll send it. And He'll deliver them, praise God. He'll bring them out. They said they was rich, and He said, you're poor. They said, we see, and He said, you're blind. Now, I want to say in being blind, they was very nearsighted. Amen. The church of Laodicea, but yet they could see their prosperity up close. But they couldn't see heaven far off, praise God. They could see their prosperity where they were. They could see their prosperity in the moment, but they couldn't see heaven, praise God, though it was right there. Scott Renner here this morning that the Word of God that was preached to them, amen, they didn't take it and live it and believe it, praise God. God said, I've got to complain about that. It takes the Holy Spirit of God. Said, you need the touch of God. That heaven is there, praise God, to be had. Those that will seek it. The Lord said, you need some eye salve. So you can see clear. Amen. And that unction of the Holy Spirit of God to help you realize and recognize that there's a God of heaven, praise God. And He's pouring out His Spirit. Do you realize the Spirit of the Holy Ghost? That's the Spirit of God. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. You ever get a hold of that? You ought to just take you a spell. It'd be all right. We'd all jump out and join you. It's that Spirit of God that comes to you and admonishes you and shows you that He loves you, that He cares for you, praise God, that you are precious in His sight. Amen. Amen. Something special from God. Amen. But He said there's a blindness in the world. They can't see the truth because they need eyesight. They need an unction from the Holy Ghost. He said not only are they blind, but He said they were naked. He said, they're not clothed upon. He said, the clothing. He said, they were dressed nice in the attire of the day. Amen. But it was all blackness and darkness. Amen. And Jesus says, praise God that you need to be clothed upon with the white raiment, with the robe of righteousness for His sake. Amen. A robe of righteousness, a pure robe of righteousness for God's sake. He said, we need to change your black clothes. Amen. Now Josephus says in the time of the when they was writing about the Laodiceans, he said the style of a day was a black outfit that was woven, was woolen and woven from top to bottom. Amen. The Lord said, hey, praise God, I can see it. He said, hey, listen, said you need to exchange that robe of blackness for a robe of marvelous light, praise the Lord, in Jesus Christ, that robe of righteousness for His sake. That's white and pure and clean. That makes the difference. Amen. For God's glory. Praise His holy name. He said, you're naked. Clothed upon with the world. A worldliness. It consumes us, young'uns, if we let it. If we ain't very careful, that robe of worldliness will consume us. It'll overshadow us. It'll consume us. It'll take away the treasures that we have from the Lord. But he said we need to exchange that for that white raiment. He said that white raiment of God Almighty, that we might be clothed upon with the righteousness of God. Amen. So the Lord's just speaking to him here, and he's laying this out in a profound way to the church of Laodicea. And now I want to say, listen, we are not the church of Laodicea. Now listen to me. We are the church of Philadelphia. We are the church of brotherly love. Amen. We will always be the church of brotherly love. Just like if we study the history of the Baptists, to study the history of Christians. Amen. There's always been a line and a lineage, even from the time of Christ all the way through, while all the other things and all the other religions was falling in place and trying to take over and trying to remanufacture what God had planned to do. Praise God. There's always been a line that stayed constant with the Lord. Amen. But we have an opportunity, praise God, through Jesus Christ our Savior. Amen. To continue that lineage with Jesus Christ as our Savior. To make a difference for Him. So we see the Lord. They said that we're rich and we don't need nothing. He said you're poor and you're needy. They said we see, and He said you're blind. Amen. They said we're clothed upon. He said you're miserable and naked. Look around us today. Misery's everywhere. But Jesus Christ comes to him, praise God, and he makes this startling revelation. He makes a startling revelation. Jesus says this in verse 20. He said, behold. He said, I'm fixing to tell you something. Will you listen? Amen. He said, I want to share something with you. Will you listen? I'm going to say, young, this morning, he wants to share something with us. Will we listen? Are we paying attention? He says, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and sup with him. Amen. He said they was one in the midst. We know something took place because at some time in another, Jesus was in the midst of the church. That's how it got started. He was there. Amen. He was in the midst. He was present. But now we see him, amen, that he's excluded. He's been pushed out. Hello? We're trying to have church without Christ. We're trying to have church without the Spirit of God. Amen. All over this country. Churches of people are gathering together. But now he's excluded. He's standing on the outside. Amen. He's asking. He's knocking for admittance. He's wanting to come in. He's wanting to sup with us. Amen. Praise God. The church is outwardly prosperous. We can be, but they don't have no Christ in it. We need Christ in the church. Amen. We need it. We need Him in His presence here with us. We can't make it without Him. Amen. Jesus is knocking on the door. He's standing without. He said, behold, pay attention. He said, I stand at the door and knock. If any man, any man, woman, boy, or girl, hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me. He said, Brother Bill, so how do you get Jesus back in the church? How does he get preeminence in the church again? Well, we got to call a meeting, and we got to get our secretary, and we got to come to order for business, and we all got to raise our hand unanimously, and we want Jesus back. No, it won't work that way. It takes every individual, every born-again child of God, falling on their face and saying, Lord Jesus, come in, praise God. Amen. Amen. It's inviting him to come in. Reviving a lukewarm church, praise God, is every individual member, amen, being willing to open the door, willing to answer the door. Jesus, the Bible says, has been thrust out. Now listen to me. He's on the outside, knocking, speaking. Who will answer the door? I love you. I gave myself for you. Don't push me out. Would you please open the door and let me in? Don't make me stand out here. I want to be in there with you. I want to be in your presence. I want to feel your love. I want to love on you. Will somebody please open this door? Please open the door and let me in. I don't want to stay out here no more. I want to be in there with you, please. Please, somebody open the door. Oh, will you please? You know how much I love you. You know how much I care for you. Would you just open the door? Just put your hand on the knob. I ain't got one. I can't turn. I can't get in. Would you let me in? Please, please, please let me in.
Come in, Pastor.
Hey, man. Come God on. Bless your heart.
Come on,
man. Hey, man.
We love you, brother.
Jesus is knocking on the door, youngins. He don't want to stay out there. His desire today is to be in here with us. His desire is to be in here with you. But we have to open the door. We have to invite him in. Don't hold him out. Don't keep him out. Open the door to him. Say, preacher, how'd that open the door of your heart? And just invite him to come in. Just make room for him. Throw it open wide. Amen. And he'll come in to you. Would you let him come in? Ask you a question in the beginning of this message. Will you answer the door? Jesus is knocking on the door of your heart. Amen. Will you invite him in today? Amen. Will you invite him into your heart? Bless his holy name. He said, I stand at the door and knock. He said, if you hear my voice, he's speaking to you today. He's speaking to me today. He's speaking to the church today. He said, throw wide the door. I want to come in.